on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Adam Alexander grew up in Indiana. You probably see him on TV if you're a NASCAR fan. Heck, he's done everything from men's basketball to the Motor Racing Network. And are you in Chicago right now, Adam?
I'm not there yet, but we'll be heading out tomorrow and look forward to getting to town and very excited about what awaits us. This is one of those marquee events to race on the streets of Chicago and the backdrop of the city and right around Grant Park. I mean, there's just so much about this that is unique and special. So looking forward to getting there and taking in the atmosphere and seeing two great races this weekend.
Yeah, it's called the Grant Park 165, correct?
That's right, for Sunday. Yes, it is.
And tell everybody how this is different than if they went to see one of the NASCAR races, let's say in Joliet, back in the day.
So, you know, there's subtle differences when you look at how these teams prepare, you know, but the cars that they use these days, you know, there's a lot of carryover. But once you get into the individual setup and then the overall approach to the race and the speeds and all that, it's totally different. You know, you're making right and left-hand turns when you're racing on the streets of Chicago. We'll go to a road course next weekend in Sonoma, California. Again, turning right and left where, you know, if you're racing down in Joliet, it's high speeds, it's an oval, it's a mile and a half, it's all left-hand turns, more of what I would call traditional NASCAR. And, you know, street racing is not something that's been a big part of NASCAR's history. Road racing has become more and more in recent years. But the street course thing is not something NASCAR had done in quite some time until they made their return to the streets of Chicago a few years ago. So, you know, it is a different thought process and approach, but we're doing so much road racing now that it's a nice conversion from the road to the streets. And I think fans will enjoy it if they come out and see it. There's just a different atmosphere to NASCAR when you experience it in person, you know, the smells and the roar of the engines and just the energy that comes with those cars hitting the track.
On a hot day, I cannot do NASCAR unless I've got ear protection, because when that roar goes past you, it's like the whole inner part of your body just shivers.
You know, it's really funny, the difference. I live really close to the Charlotte Motor Speedway. And, you know, for the Coke 600, you can hear the cars really, really well from my house because they're all together. You know, when they take off on a restart, I mean, it's, you know, it's a mile and a half track and they're all right there together. When they run the road course at Charlotte Motor Speedway, they tend to get a little bit more spread out because they're not full throttle as much. You don't hear quite the roar of the engine. And so I don't think the noise will be quite the same that you experience on Sunday this weekend at being a street course and as much off-throttle time as there is in comparison to the roar you would have experienced if you went a number of years ago down to Joliet and Chicagoland Speedway. But either way, it's a thrill, and you do feel the excitement. But I do encourage everyone to bring the ear protection, because if you're not used to it, it will knock you off your feet.
Adam, what's it like for you as the play-by-play announcer calling a race like this, where it's weaving through our city and our park? I'm sure there are some challenges. I'm sure you enjoy it as well. But what is that like for play-by-play at a Chicago street race?
Well, it really is different for us on the TV side, because I would say that, you know, the one difference between NASCAR and other sports, you know, I've done football and basketball, and you know, it's pretty easy when you're watching stick and ball sports to watch the field and call the action. You know, the monitor is always your friend because you want to talk the same language as the audience is experiencing at home, and so watching the monitor is always a good way to go. But in racing, sometimes it's your only option just because of the size of the venues that we visit. Even last week at Atlanta, a mile and a half, it's hard to see everything. And so the monitor is really good to you. But when you come to a place like Chicago and you're racing on the streets, you literally can't see much of the track. And so, you know, we'll have some additional monitors set up for us to cheat off of so we can see parts of the track that folks at home aren't seeing live at the time. But for the most part, we're watching TV and trying to react into what we're seeing there, just like the folks are at home, and helping describe what you're seeing and why we're showing this and why it's significant to the race. And, you know, so our approach when it comes to street and road racing is different just because of the size of the venue and how challenging it is to have sight lines to the various portions of the track.
People in Chicago will always, be hoping to get a glimpse of Michael Jordan again. And I understand that Tyler Reddick could be a standout on Sunday. What's your view about that?
Well, two things I would say about Tyler Reddick. One, great road racer, and I would expect he'll be a big part of the equation this weekend. He finished second in the race on the streets of Chicago last year. Really good road racer. He and Kyle Larson, since NASCAR went to this next generation car, are the best on the road. They've each won three times. So Tyler's really good at this style of racing, coming off a great run last weekend, top five at Atlanta Motor Speedway. He's going to carry the Jordan brand on his car this weekend, which will really elevate his status with those race fans in Chicago that remember the 90s Bulls and all that Michael Jordan did. So Michael Jordan might not be done winning in Chicago just yet. He could certainly have a chance this weekend. And I would not just say Tyler Reddick. You know, Bubba Wallace is one of his drivers. Bubba drives the number 23 for 2311 Racing. He really has made progress and his ability to compete on the road in recent years. And Riley Herbst, their third driver over there, actually had a really good race going in Mexico City, a road course race just a couple of weeks ago. So I have high hopes for the organization this weekend in Chicago.
Yeah, Bubba Wallace is probably one of the most recognized names in NASCAR for people who, you know, just kind of casually check in on NASCAR. And he's done some really good things. When he came to Chicago last year, he did some wonderful things for kids in the city of Chicago. And that's kind of one of the goals of some of these drivers, right, to actually give back when they show up for a road race in a city like Chicago?
Well, we've all, you know, if you work on the media side, and especially in a big city, I think we've all been exposed to athletes and what they do to utilize their platform to give back. So I wouldn't, you know, speak against any professional athlete or any league and how they handle philanthropy and using their platform. But I would say it's been my experience in working in NASCAR over the years that at every level they do a wonderful job of giving back to the various communities and using their platform, to return to those that maybe have been hit with a hard time in their life or are less fortunate. And you know, Bubba Wallace is a great example of that. But really top to bottom, whether you talk about the competitors themselves, you know, the race teams and the organizations that put the cars on track, or even the race tracks, just everyone is so good about keeping the community in mind and making sure that they use their platform to do good for others. It's really impressive to watch and neat to experience.
Any females racing? I know that Catherine is not guaranteed a starting spot, but are there any females that are guaranteed a starting spot this weekend in Chicago?
Catherine Legg will be the only one racing this weekend. She'll be in the Cup race this weekend. And, last weekend she raced on the Xfinity side in Atlanta. So she's been bouncing back and forth between the two series, not running full-time either place. Qualifying is going to be big. You referenced the fact that she's not guaranteed in. 41 cars are going to be in Chicago this weekend for 40 spots. So qualifying on Saturday will be huge. And, you know, even if you can't get out on Sunday for the Cup race, come out on Saturday. You know, NASCAR's biggest stars will be practicing and qualifying. That will be a great competition to see who makes the field and who starts where, because qualifying will really have a nice carryover to what we see to the competition on Sunday. And then the Xfinity race happens on Saturday. So, Shane Van Gisbergen, who's someone that will be one of the big favorites on Sunday, also racing a car on Saturday and actually driving for Dale Earnhardt Jr., one of the more popular figures in the sport that I'll be working with when we do the Cup telecast on Sunday. So there's a lot of great storylines Saturday and Sunday, and I would encourage you to come out one of the 2 days for sure.
Yeah, I love seeing Junior in the booth with you. Thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy our city when you get here.
I can't wait. I love Chicago. We appreciate you hosting us, and we look forward to a wonderful weekend and that we hope to see you out there.
That is Adam Alexander. You will see him on TV this weekend and probably in the streets of Chicago.